Welcome to Florida Matters More, the podcast for Florida Matters, WUSF Public Media's show about the issues and events that Floridians care about. I'm Robin Sessingham, host of Florida Matters. You can hear Florida Matters Tuesday evenings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7 or streaming on WUSFnews.org. You can also hear it Mondays at 10 p.m. on classical WSMR 89.1 and 103.9. This week's Florida Matters features highlights from a recent town hall meeting about school safety. The discussion took place in the wake of the school shootings at the high school in Parkland, Florida, and focused mainly on violence and gun control. But one entrepreneur on the panel had a fascinating view on innovations in school safety. Pat Bava is the creator of the app Pick My Kid, which uses technology to streamline the process at the school car line, which, as any of us know who've tried to pick up our kids from school, that process can make you want to tear your hair out. There are also safety concerns, and it takes teachers and school police away from more important jobs. Here's Pat Bava speaking at that town hall meeting on school violence, sponsored by the Tampa Bay Association of Black Journalists, and it was held at the Seminole Heights Library in Tampa.
About 4 years ago, I had sold my previous business, and I was Netflix binging all day long. I told my wife I'm going to take a year off and do nothing. You know how that all goes. 1 week later, my wife was like, the least you can do is go pick up your daughter from school. And here I am sitting in this car lines, prime Netflix time for me. I'm wondering, what am I doing here? So as if that was not enough, after about 2 weeks, I was going through the car line. The teacher was rushing me through. I didn't really pay attention. The teacher opened my car door, put a kid in my car, and waved me away as I was driving out. I'm turning around. I'm looking at this white kid sitting in the back of my car. What are you doing here? And the worst part was the kid was upset that I came to a stop. He's like, my dad sent you, right? Let's go. So it was a simple... So from that moment on, I wanted to preserve that innocence in the kid. Of course, we found my daughter eventually. She was around the corner doing something else. So that was a personal problem which I was faced as a parent in a school right here in our community. And it started as a small project to help my school try and solve the dismissal problem, try to get the right kids in the car, make it safer for our children. Before I started the project, I turned around instinctively, tried to blame somebody, right? You know, I'm like, but I realized the teachers are doing the best they can every single day, but all the tools they have at their disposal are walkie-talkies, clipboards, and sticky notes. In a day and age, each one of us have smartphones. Schools have technology up to their eyeballs. But we're not, when it comes to safety of our children, we put it all aside. We go back to, you know, make teachers as traffic policemen and include law enforcement where they should be focused on other more pertinent issues. And this is a mundane logistic problem which can be solved using technology. And that was my focus. And today, I'm glad to say, about 3 years from that day, we are now in about 27 states, over 250,000 users in 5 different countries. And the project started in my daughter's school right here in Hillsborough County in Rollin Park. The principal loved what we were doing. My co-founder, his kids went to Ridgecrest in, across the bay in Pinellas County. We had a fantastic, blessing from the principals to solve the problem, and we really did in a very comprehensive manner. So that is what Pick My Kid does. And when the bell rings at 2:30, kids getting into cars, buses, traffic jams, we solve that and make sure we put time back in the teacher's hand. And USF did a study about a couple of years ago and took a sample of 6 schools where Pick My Kid is implemented. They came up with a mind-boggling $47,000 worth of teachers' time saved every single year per school. That's not money back in your pocket, but that is the money redirected towards education-related activities rather than chasing those sticky notes, running from front office, attending phone calls, and dodging traffic. So it's right there, the case studies after case studies in the last 3 years. We've been working closely with academia, try and develop a best case approach. And as a byproduct of what we did, we had such unintended consequences, which really blew us off. I mean, I saw some people from the PTAs. The question which came, which were asked of us was, hey, this is all fine and dandy, but what will be the parent participation? Because in K-12, parents are not known to participate in any single platform in a very comprehensive manner. So today, data shows that every school we roll out in across the country, irrespective of demographic, we have about 85% parent participation on our platform. Because unbeknownst to us, we touch upon a raw nerve which parents so deeply care about, they're willing to download an app and participate on this program. So now it gave a window for schools to interact with their parents in a very, you know, cohesive manner. They're able to send out messages, emergency communication. In Irma, all our schools used it extensively to communicate with their parents in a very real-time manner. Our approach to the whole problem is kind of linear. And that's one of the problems we've been facing for the last 3-4 years when we're talking to school leaders, law enforcement across the country, you know, spoken to hundreds of superintendents across the country. The approach or the thought process that, you know, an SRO or hardening the school is the linear approach to safety. We got to think more broader. There is so much more we can do. There are so many low-lying fruits we can, you know, address within our budgets. Which can make tangible difference and pays enormous dividends in terms of safety for our schools. And to think that we are restricted by budgets or by SROs or hardening the schools may not be the right approach in my, you know, in my mind. And there are so many ways to address that. And that is something it needs a thought leadership to get into that and think about it and explore different ways. And that is what I personally felt while talking to a lot of thought leaders, that is lacking. That thought process of, you know, in my background and what we've been doing is trying to solve problems in an innovative way. But school districts inherently are averse to risk, averse to looking at things in which, you know, school boards, they're accountable to their constituents. So somehow the system is so rigid that the openness to find new solutions is a little bit not forthcoming, and I think we need to start there.
My question is for Pat. I'm really curious to know an example or a couple of examples of alternatives that you might recommend from the linear thinking.
Thank you for bringing that up. So we've been working on a project for about 6 months now. We call it a Smart Feed Project. We're calling it social media analysis for risks and threats. So if you look at today's scenario, the more we get connected, the more we are disconnected. For every, in a school setting, there's a big disconnect from what the children are, where the conversation is happening, and the teachers. They're at least several generations apart in terms of social media conversations. So the kids are on the latest and the greatest platform, which changes by the month. My daughter, I don't know what she's talking, to whom she's talking. The moment I get a little bit caught up, they already moved on. So with that background, so we said, how can we have a pulse on this conversation which is happening among children? And if you think about it in a different way, anything which manifests itself in the physical world as a significant incident has been festering in the social media circles as a conversation for quite a while. So when you connect the dots, today we have the technology and the wherewithal to actually use, our program uses natural language processing and sentiment analysis to sift through these geocoded social media conversations which is available openly. We're not going to invade anybody's privacy. It's open sourced social media conversations. We put through a analytical engine, and then it starts flagging these conversations which a school leader or a principal may look at. Geez, maybe I want to have a chat with Johnny today and ask him what's up with his anger with the football game, or whatever be the case. You know, something, that little conversation down the road may prevent a larger effect. So we can use technologies today in a cost-effective manner instead of putting bulletproof inserts into toddlers' backpacks. And we have the technology today to do that.
That's Pat Bava. He's the creator of the app Pick My Kid, and he was speaking at a recent town hall meeting in Tampa on school violence. That's it for today. Listen to Florida Matters Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7. You can always find it online at WUSFnews.org. I'm Robin Sessingham. Come back next week for another episode of Florida Matters More. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And thanks so much for joining us.